Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District. Sean Patrick Maloney, welcome back to the Congressional Corner. Always a pleasure when you're here.
And hey, it's great to be here.
You're the man of the hour because I want to talk to you about DACA. What's up with that? I mean, why is this president with Lindsey Graham came out and really gave him the back of his hand and said 80%. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I just think we've seen again and again that the president makes things harder than they need to be. There is broad bipartisan support for a good DACA deal. And for people who don't know what DACA is, we're talking about the DREAM Act. We're talking about kids who were brought here as children through no fault of their own. Under the Obama administration, we let them stay if they registered, paid a fee, passed a background check. You know, they're doing everything we ask them to do. They're doing it exactly right. They have done nothing wrong because we don't blame kids for what their parents do. And there are, you know, 2,000 of these kids just in my congressional district. There are 40,000 in New York, and there are close to 800,000 in the country. So we're talking about a huge number of people. And some folks may have just seen a couple of days ago this heart-wrenching footage of the father who's been here for 30 years, separated from his teenage kids. That happened to a member of my staff. A young woman named Maria Cristina lost her father to deportation, who had been here for decades, never done anything wrong. This is happening all over our country, and it's wrong. These are people who are, particularly the Dreamers, and often their immediate family members, but particularly the Dreamers are working or going to school. They're contributing to our country. They have done nothing wrong, and they have done what we asked, including pay a fee, by the way, and applied for deferred action. That's what DACA means. And we should let them stay and work their way to citizenship. And lots of us support that. The president is crashing around in this like a bull in a china shop, and these kids are being used as pawns, and it's just wrong.
Well, he says he's for it, but he also wants his wall in recompense. Is that a little crass?
Look, a lot of us will talk about border security if it gets something done. None of us want to pay for some stupid wall that we don't need. By the way, that the Mexicans were supposed to pay for, remember that? I mean, nobody, no serious person believes you need a wall the entire, you know, 800 miles along the border. Ask Will Hurd, the Republican who represents the area. He'll tell you it's a stupid idea. But border security, you bet. But let's not pay for mass deportation. Let's not empower, you know, folks to round up innocent people and send them back. You know, there are good border security dollars, which include improving technology at the border crossing, stopping illegal drugs and other contraband, you know, improving the way our border security personnel are paid and trained and deployed, using technology better. You know, there's lots of things we should do to secure our country. Sign me up, and if it gets a DREAM Act deal done, even better. But the details do matter on that, and we should not just be throwing money away on border security when we have so many other priorities, unless it really does something useful.
Are you impressed by the fact that 80% of the country, according to Lindsey Graham and the pollsters, think that the DACA kids should be given a chance, considering, you know, that cuts deeply into the Trump alleged base?
Yes, because people understand that these are kids who have done nothing wrong. And it was the president, let's remember, it was the president who in September unilaterally, for no reason, announced that this program was going to stop in March. He did that. And he threw into limbo hundreds of thousands of families, millions of families, for no reason. And then you get yourself painted into a corner now where he's asking for this stupid wall that he promised, when nobody thinks it's necessary and we can't afford it. And so this is a problem of his own making. You could have resolved this in 100 other ways, but we are where we are. And what most of us are saying is let's do additional border security the right way, and let's give some security to these kids who've done nothing wrong. That's the right thing. It's going to make our country a lot stronger, by the way. And we should get it done already.
So let's switch from here to the president and his utterance of the excrement hole and what it has meant. Allegedly, he was talking to people and saying, you know, this is going to help me with my base. What do you make of all of that?
Well, look, you know, I don't know if we're running out of words to sound, you know, surprised and horrified that we have a president of the United States that behaves this way, because, you know, there's been just episode after episode. And I, for one, refuse to act like this is normal. I refuse to act like it's okay. Not normal, it's not right, and it's not helping. It's not getting anything done. It's not helping these DREAM Act kids, not building infrastructure. It's not bringing us together as a country. I mean, look, we have so much work to do, and a lot of us want to do that work in a bipartisan way. I represent a district that supported the president. I respect the fact that people wanted something different. They wanted change, and I am willing to work in good faith to get things done. But when the president says something that stupid and that offensive, and yes, racist, it's racist to say we want white people, not black people, coming to America, which is effectively what he said, and to act as though people from poor countries like Haiti or his perception of what Africa is, the idea that even people from underdeveloped countries or countries that have all kinds of problems, that those people, those human beings, can't, in the words of the statue, yearn to breathe free. They can't come here with a dream and work hard and be as great as any generation of immigrant Americans. That's the offensive part. It's the way he dismisses people from certain places who look a certain way. That's wrong, and I am not going to get used to it, and I don't want people listening to get used to it. I think that Republicans have a special burden here. I really mean this, that good faith Republicans who I work with every day don't talk this way, don't think this way, who would never act like the president's acting. They've got to stand up and say something, and they have to do something different. They're going to have to break with their president. People who've been voting for Republicans are going to have to reconsider that, because you got to send a message. You got to be counted now when this is happening.
Sean, I have one more thing. We're getting a lot of telephone calls that saying, why can't the Democrats message correctly so that people understand what they're all about? What is the answer to that?
You know, I hear this a lot from Democrats, and I have a theory on this, Alan, which is that sometimes liberals are just certain that if people would just listen to them, they would feel the same way. And I think it represents actually a certain hubris and maybe arrogance on our own side, on the progressive side. Sometimes there is a different narrative. Sometimes people have a different set of values. They value their faith or their military service or their gun ownership or reproductive freedom or rights differently. That's not a communication problem. It's a different narrative, and it's a different set of values. And the trick in a diverse country is to approach those differences respectfully, not to just shout someone down or think they just got to get it through their head, but to understand what we can do together. Because what I have found throughout my public life is that there are whole areas of progress we can still make, even though we have some disagreements. And so I think that Democrats need to communicate effectively, of course. I think we need to have good messengers and new messengers and a strong kitchen table message, no argument. But we also have to understand that we're pretty good at talking to people who already agree with us, and we stink at talking to people who don't. And progress is going to exist in the space where we bring people together who aren't already voting for us, and around policies that can unite our country and make real progress. And that's my message to Democrats, is like, let's open our minds and our hearts and our arms to the good people who were looking for something and who got, you know, sold a bill of goods. Let's get them back working with us so we can go forward together.
Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District. Sean, thanks for joining us. It's always wonderful to hear your voice. When you come back the next time, let's talk more.
Thanks, Alan.